Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Luke Combs concertgoers can say they made history at Lambeau over the weekend. The Friday and Saturday concerts marked the first time Lambeau Field has hosted back-to-back concerts. The parking lot looked a lot like a game day as thousands showed up hours before the show to soak up the sunshine and a bit of Lambeau lore with fellow concertgoers. Many fans raving about the concert experience at the hallowed ground, enjoying the historic venue and open-air bowl, as well as a couple of beautiful May evenings. An ice cream sold in Wisconsin is being recalled for possibly containing metal fragments. The USDA says the Strauss Family Creamery is voluntarily recalling a number of flavors and sizes of its organic ice cream. The ice cream was distributed in 17 states, including Wisconsin. Strawberry, vanilla bean, cookie dough, and mint chip are among the flavors being recalled, with best-by dates on the bottom of December 2026. The company says if you have one of the recalled products, you should throw it away or take it back to the store where you bought it. It's not the king of beers, and doesn't even claim to be from the land of sky blue waters, but it's ours, made in our own brew town. That's why many Wisconsinites may be saddened to learn that Schlitz beer is going away. After 177 years, Milwaukee brewmasters say the iconic beer that made Milwaukee famous has been discontinued. Parent company Pabst Brewing has officially discontinued Schlitz due to declining sales and high storage costs. Wisconsin Brewing Company is offering one last call, though. They're producing one final limited batch of Schlitz, offering fans a proper send-off for the brand. Multiple Fox Valley fire departments responded to a fire at a Kaukauna paper mill Saturday afternoon. People in neighboring communities said they could see smoke from miles coming from the Alstrom-Tilmany mill in Kaukauna. Firefighters from the City of Kaukauna Fire Department, Vandenbroek Kaukauna Fire and Rescue, and Combined Locks Fire Departments were among those battling the blaze for several hours. No one was injured. The fire risk was at critical level this weekend before yesterday's rain temporarily dampened the danger, but fire experts say it didn't eliminate the elevated fire risk in northeast Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says several factors prevent our current soggy skies from fully dousing the fire risk. Because vegetation has not fully greened up for the spring, dead material from last year dries up quickly. They say warm weather and high winds also dry up surface fuel like dead grass, leaves, and pine needles, keeping the fire risk elevated. A thunderstorm in the Chilton area is blamed for demolishing a barn in the town of Hayton over the weekend. According to the National Weather Service, Calumet County was only under a severe thunderstorm warning for about 10 minutes, but that was enough time to blow a tree into power lines, knocking out power for thousands late yesterday afternoon. Looks like we're in for another round of severe weather coming in tonight. Local forecasters say storms could be strong to severe tonight, with the main threats being hail, high winds, and strong downpours. Details coming up in your full forecast. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Republicans gathered in the Dells this weekend as their state chair brushes off attempts to replace him. Brian Schimming says he's still around because he's got support from President Trump. Schimming tells Wiz Politics the Wisconsin GOP has proven it can win for Trump, which is why the president is backing him through recent challenges. That includes two failed pushes to vote him out after losses and money troubles. He says he remains upbeat about 2026, noting uncontested candidates for governor and attorney general and improving fundraising. A brown bat in Adams County has tested positive for rabies. Health officials are urging locals to make sure pets are vaccinated and to report suspicious animal behaviors to the health department. Rabies can be fatal if left untreated. The last rabies case in Adams County was reported in 2010. Wisconsin's five largest school districts are urging state leaders to reach a bipartisan deal on special education funding, saying the current system is falling short for students across the state. The supers from districts in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, and Madison warn underfunding forces schools to cut into general budgets, impacting all students. Lawmakers have yet to finalize a compromise as budget pressures continue to grow. And a final barrel roll is coming for Schlitz Beer as the Pabst Brewing Company ends production of the historic brand. Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona is brewing one final 80-barrel batch using original 1950s-era recipes, with pre-orders opening Saturday and the beer becoming available June 27th. Fans can catch the final brew in person in Verona and enjoy a big tasting event there on June 27th. Milwaukee Brathouse is also hosting farewell parties later this month. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The first time these two rivals have faced each other this season. The Brewers coming off a 5-4 loss to the Twins in Minnesota on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
We're definitely in the game. We just didn't get the big hit with two outs. Again, like guys like Bowers, I mean, those two balls are out of most days at 105, and whatever the thing is usually homers. We hit some balls good and got nothing for it.
In Chicago, the Cubs lost to the White Sox 9-8. The White Sox taking that series 2-1. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
We couldn't get the third out of an inning. I think their first either 6 or 7 runs were with two outs. When you give up 9 runs, that's too many. We also left a lot of runs out there today.
NFL coach Sherm Lewis has died. Lewis was the offensive coordinator for Mike Holmgren when the Packers won Super Bowl 31 with Brett Favre. Sherm Lewis was 83. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms later today and tonight, and some of those could be strong to severe, so be weather aware here today through tonight. Our high upper 70s to near 80 today, tonight into the lower 60s tomorrow. A few showers or thundershowers before noon in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.